ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a British NGO with an ambitious plan to rid Solomon Islands of unexploded bombs from World War II says they'll embed local police in their survey teams. It comes after a previous international contractor broke procedures, resulting in the deaths of two of its employees and the suspension of work. This year, the Halo Trust will start a landmark survey of Solomon Islands to assist future efforts in clearing bombs, which kill more than a dozen people every year in the country. Mackenzie Smith reports.
In Solomon Islands, the legacy of World War II is still taking its toll today. An unknown number of unexploded ordnances are strewn across dozens of battle sites where the US and its allies fought Japan between 1942 and 1945. But as Simon Conway, who leads the Halo Trust's development team, says, the ongoing deaths from these bombs are a problem that's still largely undetected.
As someone that's worked in this industry for nearly 25 years, I hadn't realised the scale of contamination from Second World War unexploded ordnance in the Solomon Islands. I think that's partly because there's just really been no record keeping.
Halo Trust was founded in 1988 to help clear landmines and other explosive remnants in Afghanistan before expanding these efforts to 17 countries. The organisation is undertaking a first-of-its-kind survey after it was awarded $1 million in funding by the US Department of State in December. Those funds will go toward creating a map of all unexploded bombs, especially at the sites of famous battles like in Guadalcanal and New Georgia. It's the first time Mr. Conway has worked in the Solomon Islands. He says he hopes the survey will help the country present a strong case to the international community to support future work removing bombs.
I certainly see this as a route to significant clearance for humanitarian purposes across the island so that, you know, people can, you know, they can dig their ground safely.
Halo's contract in Solomon Islands is the first the US has supported since the NGO Norwegian People's Aid, which was cut short when two of its staff died from an old mortar shell explosion in 2020. An investigation by the NGO later found the pair had been handling the shell at their office and residence in breach of the organisation's rules. This time around, Simon Conway says there are stricter measures in place.
I had very frank conversations with the Solomon Islands government about, and you know, of course, they are justifiably concerned about it, but we've come to an agreement that there will be no movement of ordnance, which I'm thoroughly in favour of. And we also, I made a bid to them that we would actually embed members of the police EOD unit in our survey team. That would, I think, on the one hand, you know, increase the confidence in, as they see the work that we're doing, but also, frankly, it would benefit us.
Still, there are signs the 2020 incident has damaged trust between the police and international contractors. Karen Galokale, Permanent Secretary for the Solomon Islands Ministry of Police, National Security and Correctional Services, which coordinates clearing unexploded bombs, was quoted by Hawaii news site Civil Beat saying she was concerned there wasn't a memorandum of understanding struck with the Halo Trust. She declined to be interviewed by Pacific Beat. John Rodsted, Pacific Islands Coordinator for Safe Ground, an Australian NGO working to eradicate the harm from unexploded bombs, says cooperation between Halo and other partners in Solomon Islands will be critical.
The Solomons, in land mass and in where they actually have to go, it's really not that hard. But I hope they don't just go out and reinvent the wheel. Use the information that's available.
He says Australian forces stationed in Solomons could also provide vital assistance. Halo's Simon Conway says no matter how successful the survey is, the problem of unexploded bombs won't be going away anytime soon.
There's a lot of ammunition dumps in some of the remoter islands. I don't think we're going to finish the survey in 2 years, but we should get a really good picture of the problem by then.
Halo says in addition to the survey, it will construct storage for ammunition and detonators and support the Solomon Islands government in drafting new regulations for dealing with explosives.
Mackenzie Smith reporting.